This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be with you today. This is the new year, and I'm really excited about our guest. His name is Carl DeLue. He's going to be talking about his journey of discovering what he believes is the truth about God and the Creator. He's also going to be inviting you to the One Souls event in New York City during April of 2022. Carl is one of the world's leading peace campaigners. He's a Christian that shows how there is but just one Creator for the big five religions and how reincarnation was removed from both the Old and New Testaments in the Bible. He's the author of The Universe Code, The Health Brain Code, and The Dyslexia Code, and founder of One Souls. Welcome to the show, Carl. How are you doing today?
Fine, yourself? With all the events going on in the U.S., it's quite amazing.
All the events, you know. The best thing I can do for myself is to stay away from the news. Yeah. Stay away from watching the news, and then I feel much better.
Yeah, absolutely. So
tell us a little bit about how this all evolved for you, you know, how you came to do what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I'm South African from Pretoria, South Africa, moved to London in 1989. My background is that I'm a chartered quantum surveyor, which is in the Commonwealth countries. There are quantum surveyors in the US, but not so many. It's basically accountant in the building industry. And then I went into property in London and other locations, Poland, Slovakia, and also South Africa, and then Ireland. So then with my ex, and three kids, moved from London to Dublin, Southern Ireland. And there I was solely a property investor. I moved out of quantum surveyor. And this was in 2005. So this was the Celtic Tiger years where it was just booming. And the banks were just lending a lot of money. And then in August 2007, the worldwide subprime, the U.S. subprime crisis hit. Yep. It only hit most countries in 2008. Then the one property that I was busy with, the banks pulled the plug. And the next 3 years, property prices in Ireland, Southern Ireland, went down between 50 and 80% in the luxury areas. About 80%. So suddenly I had like 2 million euro equity, like $2.5 million in the property if it was completed. And then 3 years later, it went down 80%. And it was, I was owing the banks 2 million. It's amazing how quickly. Yeah. And then that put everything down. And then it woke me up.
Very good. It was a rude awakening, but it was necessary, I feel. I know we went through that here as well in the States, and it was extremely, extremely difficult.
Yes, it was really, and it's amazing how one property can pull everything down. But that event cost me my marriage and everything. But then I started researching the mind, and that my daughter was diagnosed with dyslexia. I opened up that I'm dyslexic, and it had a spiraling effect. And then I first researched for the dyslexia code and the health brain code. The two followed each other. Mm-hmm. And then about 2011 onwards, for 7 years, I researched for my book, The Universe Code, which we're discussing today. And eventually published it in 2017. But you are the first person I'm now speaking about the Universe Code book and also this topic. And that's where I'm at.
Awesome. So I know that you want to share with the audience, talking about chapter 17 in your book, The Universe Code, as you said. Why is this chapter so important to you, and what can we learn from it?
Yeah, so the chapter is on UFOs. So back in 2011, when I started researching, very early on, I bumped into the Talmud of Germaniel. So the Talmud of Germaniel was found in a cave in 1963 in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And at that stage, an Iranian guy started translated it into German. And the Israelis actually bombed not only that particular grave, but also killed the Iranian guy. So,
wow.
You know, this is nearly 60 years ago, so it was very controversial. The Talmud of Germaniel we're talking about UFOs. So I started researching UFOs. So I had no interest in UFOs. I was always off the topic. Then I discovered U.S. fighters, pilots, talking, mm-hmm. that was back then, about them seeing UFOs. Recently now the Pentagon has now twice confirmed that pilots, the U.S. pilots, have seen UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then that went into other research. So in the Bible, they're talking about spinning wheels or chariots coming from the sky. In 3,000 years before Christ in China, the Chinese society talk about persons coming in a dragon, in the belly of a dragon. 700 years before Christ, the Babylonians were talking about wristwatches. I don't know how they did that. The Egyptians were talking about people in the sky. And even there's a South African guy that wrote a book about native tribes in Africa, and especially South Africa as well, that were talking about exactly the same, people from the sky. So it sort of became sort of a no-no, and it became a something that I then accepted. So the Talmud of Germania is linked to a guy called Billy Meyer, which is he's still alive in his 80s, and he lives in Switzerland, and there's now a whole center that's linked to him. And
mm-hmm.
I believe that the photographic and videos that he's produced from he had contact with the Padeans in the mid-70s is truthful. I think there's a lot of misinformation, but I believe that is truthful. And
mm-hmm.
so discussing the reason why the chapter is so important is because it's sort of an introduction to discussing the difference between God and the Creator.
Okay. So it's interesting, as you were talking about the different people and different countries, areas that have seen what they call UFOs in the sky. And it's interesting that their accounts are the same, you know, and people talk of them and say they're not real, they're real, they're not real. But to me, it's always fascinating to see people from different cultures, different parts of the world before we had social media, before we had telephone, you know, before we had anything where people can communicate, and they're seeing the same thing. So that brings, I don't know, in my mind, some kind of validity to it. Where do these people all get these images? And they get the same images, but they're all over the world. They're spread out everywhere. So that's one of the things that's always fascinated me. So,
yeah.
So let's talk a little bit then about the difference. This is what your topic is. What is the difference between God and the Creator?
So the Talmud of Germaniel that I believe will be will be found,
mm-hmm.
Because Billy Meyer knows where it is, and it will be, I believe now in my lifetime it will be carbon dated to show its truth, says that our forefathers are Lepidians. So the Badians live today, like us. They're a bit slightly bigger than us. And they came to Earth many, many years ago, thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came down, the local people saw them as gods. And this is where, even with Jesus, Son of God, that is where that saying comes from, because they were so scientifically advanced, but also more advanced because they millions of years more evolutionarily advanced than us. But they literally our dads, our forefathers, our mothers and fathers. And so this is the Talmud of Germanel. One can Google it. And so they stopped coming to Earth about 8,000 years before Christ. And the reason for that is because the locals relied on them. And we need to earn. That is one of the secrets of the universe. We need to earn our right for everything. And so they stopped coming. Now, they still show signs, like at Glastonbury, you know, the energy symbols that they leave, there's crop circles, there's signs of that. But they basically stopped coming. So the God, although all of them are called gods because they're so scientifically advanced, and, you know, even the I think the Incas talked about elongated skulls. That were, I assume is the...
Yeah.
It's the helmets that they had on and stuff like that. They saw them as gods. But the Pedean god that rules the Pedeans also rules Earth. But they just stayed away for a lot from 8,000 years before Christ. And that god, so not the sub-gods, not the people that's just from, you know, the Pleiadians, is God. So in the Old Testament, so 16,000 years ago, now they live much longer than we do, because as I mentioned, 16,000 years before Christ, the Pleiadian God, that's in, actually in charge, Pleiadian and us, but they've kept away from on purpose, is called Ipswich, and that's we get it in the Bible, and then about 8,000 years before Christ, it was called Jehovah. And I can speak to the spiritual as well. And the current god from Bedeans is El. So the Old Testament gods are actually people like us, but far more advanced. And but the particular god is a particular ruler of the Bedean. So they once asked something like 70, it covered my book, 70 or 80 theologians, do they believe the God in the Old Testament is the same as the Quran? And they said no. It was something like 90% of people, theologians said no. And that's true, because they know it's not. So the creator is something completely different.
I see. Wow. That's really fascinating. So... you did say, though, that there is but one creator. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay, so maybe just before getting to that, the Quran was the creator via Angel Gabriel and Prophet Muhammad sitting in the cave. And he couldn't write, but he then suddenly started writing these things down, communicated the truth that was removed from both the Old and New Testaments. So the creator, the Quran, is the creator, and actually sometimes talks about the gods in a sense. So first of all, that's important. And so the bigger, the most important, and the creator will never be proven from a physical point that you can see it. I believe in our lifetime we will be able to, we're going to prove the Pleiadians, UFOs. In fact, they say it's going to be found on the right paw of the Sphinx in, you know, Egypt, in Cairo, Egypt. And I think governments will start opening up, like the Pentagon has recently, about the truth. Also, yeah, the other thing that's going to be found, the spirit will tell us, a spirit entity called Creon mentions that, is that our DNA is not from Earth. Our chromosomes are not the same as the closest relative, the chimpanzee. And the missing link is that our DNA, and apparently scientists are starting to figure this out already, is not from Earth. It's not from plant or animals. It's from somewhere else. And the same with dolphins and whales. So Angel Margaret sums up the creator very nicely in an analogy. So Angel Margaret says that we are the computers, the angels are the servers, and the creator is the mainframe computer. So we are, you know, we started from a big bang, this fluffy matter started evolving, and then material matter, and then evolution, except, you know, from water, and then plants, animals, and then human beings, although we come from Lepidians. And the creator is the supercomputer. And in my research, and this is what I, because I communicate now to the creator through automatic writing, I was taught at the College of Psychic Studies in London. Mm-hmm. And the creator says that the God particle, which actually should be called the creator particle, is the same as the string in string theory.
Wow. This is pretty deep stuff. Very good. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And at this point, if you want to call in and ask Carl a question, you can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
What you allow is what will continue. The things happening in your life are not by accident. Your love life, your happiness, your peace are all controlled by you. Are you ready to transform the most intimate relationships in your life? Are you ready to get off that dating hamster wheel? Allowing Change is ran by life and relationship coach Brittany Richards, and she understands relationships are hard, but they can work and you can find that perfect partner. Contact Brittany Richards today at 509-795-0376 or at allowingchange.com and book a free consultation.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Stritch is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystritch.com. That's MindyStritch.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
Ask yourself, are you living the life you desire, or a life of default and settling for less? Lifestyle Empowerment Coaching is an effective process to support individuals in creating something new and beneficial. For more than 25 years, Rhonda Farah, author, speaker, and lifestyle empowerment coach, has been doing just that. Contact her to receive a 30-minute complimentary sample session at helpmerondanow.com.
We're back on Interview Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest, Carl DeLue, talking about what he believes is the truth about God and the Creator. So let's talk about what kind of role authenticity has played in this for you, Carl.
Well, I lost my marriage through opening up back in 2011, I think, to my then wife, that once a year I wasn't faithful to her. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, when my properties, when my domino effect happened, I woke my life missions up. I just started speaking the truth. And obviously in the research, it's, you know, the truth will set us free. The Bible says that. And I just now speak the truth and whatever rap I take for it and what I believe in. And obviously with my three books, I back it up with data. A lot of people will say, you know, it's rubbish. But I know that the only way I believe that the only way we can get world peace is through the truth. Mm-hmm. So my passion is to, with the five main religions, so Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, is to get to the truth. And it's really that reincarnation was taken out of the Old and New Testament, that about what we just discussed, God and the Creator, and that the Quran is actually the true document. But what's happened with the Quran, like what happened to the Bible and with the New Testament, the Old Testament and New Testament, is that people falsify it.
Mm-hmm.
So people power. So they remove certain things in the scriptures. So and the same happened. So in the Old Testament, you've got talking about gay, people being gay, being wrong. You know, a person is born gay. And just how interesting, the spirit world says through reincarnation that the reason a person is gay is because they incarnate, say, for five times as a male. And then when they incarnate the sixth time as a female, that's when they're gay.
Mm.
And then the Bible talks about talking to spirits is wrong. You know, the whole thing, praying to the Creator is speaking to the spirit world. So can't be wrong. So most probably 20% of the Old and New Testament is falsified. Fortunately, you can get the New Testament, the correct New Testament is the Talmud of Janel, what I believe in. But with the Quran, the same happened. As soon as Prophet Muhammad died, people that didn't even know him 100 years later wrote what they call the Hadiths, H-A-D-I-T-H, however you pronounce it. And most probably 80% of the Hadiths are correct, but it's the 20% that's incorrect that is the problem. So we just need to go back to the original Quran, and then even when you go to Arabic and you translate it, I use a site that's got 7 translations. The problem is there's now 73 Muslim sects, not just Sunnis and Shia, 73. And they've all got a different interpretation. And that's, again, people power.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the true Quran is actually the truth about creation, and the Quran is highly scientific document, amazingly scientific. So in my book, The Universe Code, you know, what we discussed today is only like 5% of that. There's a lot of information in there. I spent 7 years of my life getting it together, and
sounds great. So let's talk about you did a little tiny blurb about world peace. And I know you have this amazing event that you're calling One Soul that's going to be coming up in New York City. So let's talk about that. Why do you believe that we can achieve world peace?
Because the time of Aquarius, we're in that the stars are aligned, and we can get to the truth. We can, through the butterfly effect, start something. Spirit world says we don't need the whole of humanity. We need something like about, I think it's the real figure is 4 million people, because the quantum world, the spirit world, is not like our world. It works differently. So you, by raising the consciousness of a small amount of people, about 4 million people, you can actually change the world. So my event is 100% about the truth. So it's on the 9th of April. Next year in New York, and at the Hilton Hotel, Midtown Hilton, only 40 people, and inviting people. It's only $50, and it's costing me much more because my speakers are coming from three speakers from India and one from London, and then myself. And it's representing, I'll be representing Jewish and the Christian faith. I've got a guy, Tarit, from Kushinigar, where where Buddha passed away, which we'll talk about. He's a Hindu and a Buddhist. And then we've got two guys from Kashmir. Muslims, and then to finish the event, we've got Nikki Slade, what I perceive is the foremost Kirtan chanter in the world, never mind the Western world that she claims, to close the event. And then we're going to have questions and answers. So I'm inviting 40 people in New York, 9th of April next year, to come to the event, and please book your ticket early, because I believe the tickets will go, and be part of the butterfly effect. So that's if you believe in world change, even if you don't believe in everything that we're talking about, you believe in world change, please be there. And then we're going to stream the tickets as well. And those tickets are $3.
Oh, wow. Anybody can attend to that. That's fantastic. So what do you think is the main message you want to bring to the public today as you speak on the show?
The main message is, I think what I've already discussed is just live the truth and the truth will set us free. I think that's my main message. Yeah.
That's a great message. It's a perfect message, especially in these times, because we don't know what the truth is, you know. Fake news, all that stuff that goes on right now, and we think we know the truth, but we don't. Things are spun, like you say, sacred documents have been altered through the years. Most people don't know that or even believe that that's possible, but of course it is, because it's humanity, it's human beings. So I love that. That's a perfect message. Let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you and your books.
So I'm selling my book, The Universe Code, on Amazon. So just put The Universe Code, and or if you go to the One Souls website, which is onesouls.co. So one and then souls with the S at the end, .co. And the book is there. And yes, it's 7 years of research. And if you're in the scientific community, you as well, you have to look at the book, because there's things in there. You know, they say that people like Einstein and Newton dreamt their theories. And then they just had to go and prove it. And there's hints in the book that, for scientists all over, so you know, from the spirit world, so you can actually get go and look at certain. You can have the answer already, but then okay, the hard work is you've got to earn and then prove it.
Mm-hmm. Great, very good. You can also find Carl on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on my radio show page, and he's already there with his picture, a link to his website, a link to buying those tickets. Get them early because there's only 40 seats, right? That's a small amount of seats. And also a link to this interview, which, by the way, a replay will be available right after. So make sure that you spread the word. Spread it, because it will be there indefinitely. So, Carl, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener, something that's really deeply on your heart today?
I suppose because of all the things going on in the U.S. at the moment, we're storming the Parliament and Trump, that links into truth. I think the most important thing is, one of the most important things is the truth and not to lie. And then the other thing linked to Trump is ego. So the Kabbalists talk about crushing your ego. My ego was massively crushed when my properties went down, because my kids was affected by this, and you know, the word spreads and whatever. So crushing your ego and not having an ego is absolutely critical. And as I say, the Kabbalists teach you actually to go out and crush your ego, actually do things that make you feel embarrassed. And that happened organically for me, fortunately. Because once your ego is crushed, you cannot have anger. Because if you haven't got pride, you haven't got pride. If you haven't got pride, you can't get angry. So people get angry at other people. But if you've got no ego, that won't happen.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. I love it. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure having you. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Remember to pass this along. This will be available right after the show. And join us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and
author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.